cuisine.
So you're in Kabul, and that's where you're spending your time, and I guess it's relatively safe there. The war is kind of distant. Is there a day-to-day mentality of war going on when you're at home?
Kabul is, for the most part, safe. There's occasionally a bombing. I also travel and I do go to other provinces, and we have a lot of information on the status of the security. So depending on the security, we are allowed to go out or stay indoors, or we stay under lockdown. And then depending upon the security of the province, I'm allowed to, on the extreme side, go out to the market and shop for anything I want, to basically staying hunkered down in a UN-sanctioned guest house with armored cars going to the university and back. You know, it's interesting for me that it's a good question, and I appreciate you asking it, because when you are in Afghanistan, unless you're in one or two provinces like Helmand or Kandahar, it does not feel like war. And while every life is important, I just want to draw a parallel here, because I keep hearing it that this is the new Vietnam. You know, the Vietnam War went on for 10 or 11 or 12 years, and at the end of it, there were almost 60,000 dead. This has been going on for about 10 years, and there's a little over 1,000 dead. So the scale is very, very different. And so when we are in Afghanistan, it does not feel like there's a war going on. What it does feel is that there is a huge struggle to develop the country, and we don't get as much attention as it needs to have. And I'll just throw out a few statistics to kind of put it in perspective. We all say there's 30 years of war, right? Yes, Afghanistan has been under 30 years of war. But what does that mean? You know, it's not just the infrastructure being destroyed and the schools being destroyed and the hospitals and the, you know, and the electrical grid and the agricultural sector. You know, you go down sector by sector and the hospitals, it's not just that, though that's visually very stunning to see the destruction at a physical level. What is really much, much more scary is the destruction of the human body in Afghanistan. So we have a country where 70% of the people are below 30 years old, and all through their life, all they have seen is conflict. So you have a mental health situation that the latest conservative studies are showing anywhere from 40 to 60% of Afghans are suffering mentally. And that does not mean they're ready to take their AK-47 and have a shootout. But what that does translate into is a very high level of PTSD, and that translates into huge numbers of Afghans not being able to do the if-then kind of analysis that you and I take for granted. All they want to do is survive today and tomorrow. So that self-starting initiative, the hope that, okay, if I do this, you know, 3 years from now, it's going to pay dividends, is completely shattered, and that has to be rebuilt. And it cannot be rebuilt in 5 years or 6 years. That's what we struggle with. We had a woman who was shot down 20 yards from our house, a young American woman. And we are aware of the fact that our lives are at risk, but that really does not bother us as much as the struggle we have with developing a country that is so incredibly broken.